so good to be here. Thank you for coming.
Straight.
So happy to be back in Osaka. This is a song from a long time ago. Catch Morocco for a little while. But while you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to send me just a taste of something fine, something fine.
CD. This is called The Long Way Around.
It's never been that hard.
is a song about the railroad. This is no bullet train. This is just a train that used to go by my house when I was growing up. And it would slow down because it had to cross a major street. So it would slow down a little bit. And, you know, the arms would come down, this train would go by real slow. And, very often some old men would jump off the train, or there's a good place to jump on the train to. I grew up getting to meet some of these old people that I guess they weren't old when they started jumping on the train, but they eventually were the only ones doing it. It was a very popular way of traveling in the second part of the 20th century. This is a song called Leaving Winslow.
I'm walking on the rail, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking on the rail, looking up and down this train. All I gotta see is a place for me to grab hold of. And I'll be on this train and I won't be back again. I'm overqualified for any magic field. I got a PhD in the sun. Had a reservation, but I never got the patience, I never got the brain. The other day my heart got given to the rhythm of the train. Station to station, coast to coast, not that much of anything you mind. No expectation, way less than more, but I wanted to see what's going on time. I'm walking on the rail, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking on the rail, looking up and down this train. I've been added to the precious people I meet. And I'll be on my way, and I won't be back
and playing the pedal steel guitar and the last year and the guitar is Gwen Lees. There was a great pop song when I was growing up called What a Difference a Day Makes. It's very true.
Awake again, I can't pretend. Tonight, tomorrow, I'll be gone. Somehow, just to find the truth. I play the drums up here. It's Mauricio Lua. I play the bass guitar. Bob Glaub. I'm singing with me and playing the keyboards, piano, the organ. Jeffrey Young. This is a song that I got to write from the Woody Guthrie archives. I was invited by his family to put this song to music. It's called You Know the Night.
You know the night.
About a number of different people as time has gone on. Keep a fire burning in your mind. Pay attention to the open sky. You never know what could be coming down. I don't remember losing track of you. You were always dancing and out of you. I must have thought you'd always. Always keeping things real by playing the clown. Now you're nowhere to be found.
Just do the steps that you.
Keep a fire from the human race. And let your prayers go lifting into space. You never know what will be. Just as easy you can all disappear. And oh, whatever meaning you might have found, don't let the uncertainty turn you around. narrow steps of fire. You have to hide sometimes. Now you are. I'm sitting down by the highway, down by the highway side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can ride. Maybe they got a gut to do before they can mash the shoe of their minds. But just a fine, pretty girl for me, baby, you can let me slide. It's up and up and down the side, far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away from you. the one thing I was hoping you might guess. Maybe you can free me all in the power of your sweet gentleness. Yeah. Oh. Cause I can see it in your eyes. You got those bright.
Okay, okay. Do you want to hear it?
So Charles Manson's up for parole. And, you know, Charles Manson's the guy that killed all those people in the 60s and, you know, Sharon Tate, a terrible mass murderer. He's got a swastika on his forehead, you know, he's in jail. They never really give him a parole, but they have to have the parole hearing. So he sits down and he's really kind of nervous. And he's looking at the people in the parole, and the thing hasn't started yet. Finally he says, "Hey, am I crazy or is it really hot in here?" I told you I shouldn't tell you that, Charlie. Okay. But just to show you, like, I'm in that kind of a mood. Like, if you ask me for something, I'm probably going to do it. So be careful what you ask for, okay? Oh, people, look around you. Signs are everywhere. You've left it for somebody other than you to be the one to care. Please forgive me for telling you that joke. There is no good excuse for that. Pretension I knew there might be, you know, 6 or 7 people in the whole building that would get that. For that matter, there may be 6 or 7 people in the building that understand what I'm saying now. And because of that, I'm just under a lot of pressure to say something that you know. But I just want to tell you that I'm very, very grateful to have you come to hear my songs. And that I know you know all of these songs. And you've taken the time to learn them and know what they're about. So people ask me that all the time in the United States. They say, well, do people in Japan really understand your songs? I say, yeah, absolutely. Yes, they do. They really do. Yeah. Because it's part of the national character, I think. It's part of the character of Japanese people to, if they make something their thing, if they make it their favorite thing, to learn all there is to know about it. It's something that I really admire a great deal. This is a song that is about the oceans, and I wrote this song. The first verse is about surfing, but after that it's about the health of the ocean. And I dedicate it to all the people who are working to protect the ocean, to try to save it from to save it from humanity, actually, from the way we do our business. This is called If I Could Be Anywhere.
Nothing lasts forever, but all the plastic ever needs.
This is a song that's basically about politics in my country. But it has a bearing on what goes on in politics in this country too, just as it has a bearing on what's happening in certain parts of Europe and even in China. It's really the question as to whether or not the government represents the people, or whether the government represents the business people. This is called Which Side Are You On?
Searching of the rise.
your fearless leader to put themselves across, to be the ones entrusted with the prophet and the law. You tried to believe it when you cast your vote against, but elections are won for money, never lost in love. Take the money out of politics, then you might just see this country turn back into something more like democracy. This is a song about the earthquake in Haiti. Between the time I started writing this song about the earthquake in Haiti, there was an earthquake in Chile and an earthquake in Fukushima. And this is this song became about our difficulty in dealing with natural disasters. And so it became about that, and also became about the longest running disaster in human history, which is poverty. So I want to dedicate this to a group that went to Haiti to build a school, and they built a school. And now there are 2,500 of the poorest children in Haiti going to the school. It's called the Academy for Peace and Justice. You can always go online and check it out if you want to know about it. It's a really beautiful place. And this song helped to build it. This is called Standing in the Breach.
We will build them back.
some may find peace in the acceptance of all living beings. I will never understand, however they prepare. Our life may be struck down, and another life be spared. Though the earth may tremble, cast dogs aside. Though our hearts resemble the fluctuating tide, we rise and fall with the trust and belief, the blood redeems our seed, and our lives and hearts together.
Power of the sun, power of the rain, power of the sun, power of the flame, 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 power of the sun
song that is, it's a very old song, song that I wrote when I was 18 years old. And I always thought it should be played like a bird song. And I didn't know the birds at the time, but I could hear it in my head. I could hear them doing the song. Later, when I met the birds, I'd forgotten about the song. So I never got to ask them. And for a long time, I thought I would wait for the birds to reunite. A lot of people are waiting for the birds to reunite. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. But this is a song that we dedicate to them, and we have tried to do in this great style of the birds. This is called The Birds of St. Mark's.
Love called me son.
said, hold on. And I don't think I'll remember that one. And I think I introduced everybody but our lovely singers. Gisela Delicia Mills and Siobhan Stewart. This is a song, it's just a whole song. I'm in a mood, see, I'm in a mood where I want to talk to you, but I don't know what to say. It's actually what the song is about, it's what the song is about. You see somebody you'd like to talk to, but you just don't know how to get across. Everyone I've ever known is wishing well. Anywhere that sound seems, it's hard to tell. Maybe people will only ask you how you're doing, 'cause it's easier than letting on how little they could care. Suddenly all the others are so much easier to bear. Now to see things clear is hard enough, I know. And we're waiting for reality to show. With that dreaming of the perfect love and holding so far above, we stumble on someone new.
Trash will come.
Michael McCallum. And yeah, great release. Sox. Phil McCown. Heath Lemieux. Jermaine Stewart, Greg Reese. Trix Sorrell. Bob Glove. Jeff Young. And me. I really enjoyed tonight so much. Thank you for coming.
It's a picture from a lady of the world.
Thank you so much for tonight.
Thank you.